You're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York, here with your host Tim Sweeney. And tonight, joining us here in the studio, we have Juju and Jordash, well, one half of Juju and Jordash, Jordan here, who is in town to do a couple gigs here in the U.S. and for a short trip, and then heading back to Amsterdam. Or to Europe in general. And that track right now was a new one off of Golf Channel Recordings, our friends Phil South over there, that Juju and Jordash are releasing on. And that was called Jew Sex.
Yes, indeed.
And now he's playing a new one, untitled track from the forthcoming Juju and Jordash album on Decmantel, which is your label. And
that's not my label.
Or not your label, but the label you release on in Amsterdam.
It's going to be a triple LP.
A triple LP.
Yeah.
You're really going for it there.
Yeah.
So with the Golf Channel record, when is that coming out? Do you know?
Well, I think the whites have already been pressed, and it should be out within a month. That's my guess.
This is a different... You already released on Golf Channel two records, right?
One.
One record that was a two LPs?
No, no. One record that's going to be part of a four-record series.
Okay.
And we released the first one.
Okay.
And now we're taking a comedic break and doing the Jew Sex. And then we're going back to the Holocaust stuff.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Okay, and then this album.
Yeah, it's gonna be out in May. The album.
This album, okay. Yeah. And you have it's three LP thing with how many tracks on it?
It's 85 minutes. It's gonna be like 15 tracks. Some of them are like 3-minute tracks, and some are full length. And very varied in style and.
And then you are doing live shows here. So playing out, you've been doing both DJing and live shows?
Yeah.
Or
mainly live shows, but maybe 25% DJing as well.
But on this trip, your partner is not here.
Yeah.
But so, in Europe, you're always playing together.
Yeah, always.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so for tonight, what did you have... We're hearing some unreleased things now, and then you have a couple records that you wanted to play.
Yeah, I brought just a bunch of records because there may be an after party in San Francisco, and so I just grabbed a bunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what about remix wise? Is there anything happening? Or?
A ton of remixes. I could play some later. Maybe I have one. Upcoming end of March, we remixed a new band called New Build.
Yeah.
It's guys from
Hot Chip.
Yes.
Yeah, we have Felix from New Build is going to be on the show next week.
Really?
Yeah, because they're playing in town.
Yeah, so. I know. We kind of missed each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to play a show with them, I think, in Cologne next month.
All right, cool.
Yeah. So he'll probably play you the remix or something.
Yeah.
And we remixed Kathy Diamond from Mule. We remixed Mock and Tooth. We remixed like three more that I can't remember now, but they're all supposed to come out before the summer.
Great.
Yeah.
And going back to the live thing, what does your live show usually entail? I mean, both solo and together.
Well, it's always together. No, it's just a fluke, this one off.
Okay.
Yeah. We just bring a bunch of gear and improvise and some Roland drum machines.
This is all not a computer?
No. The only thing that the computer does is helps us with the syncing of a R8 drum machine MIDI with the... Yeah, we trigger everything from the 707 and that's how we work and some synths.
And it's just a jam.
Improvise. Yeah.
So you smoke a lot of weed and then you just jam.
I don't know about that, but we jam,
Okay, well, let's get started and play some stuff then here with Juju and Jordash on Beats of Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. Okay.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Welcome. Thank you.
You're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York, here with Juju and Jordash ending the set for tonight. Well, half of Juju and Jordash, again, just Jordan here, who we are now listening to another unreleased track coming out on your album on Deck Mantel.
Yes, indeed, my sir.
Temporary name of Wally.
Wally.
Just Wally.
Yeah.
You definitely come up with some crazy names. I can tell that's why there's some Untitled right now, because
we're planning, we're scheming.
And you played the Magic Mountain High, which, do you want to explain what that is?
I would love to. It's a project of ours with the illustrious David Mufang, or as you know him, MoveD. And it's just a jam project we have with him, and we lock ourselves up in the studio a few days every few months and just jam and record jams, and later on try to edit them down to tracks. And we do it live as well. We do it every couple of months.
Where is he living, though?
In Heidelberg in Germany.
Okay.
So we just go to his studio, or he comes to our studio, and in between his many, many gigs. And we just, you know, we're very good friends, so it's just a lot of fun. And then we expand on it in our live shows.
And so you are, that's coming out on Workshop.
Yeah, that's going to be out on Workshop before the summer.
And that's called, the EP is called the Schnitzel Box Volume 1 EP?
Yeah, it's, I think so. We haven't really discussed it, but I may have made it a fact right now.
Yeah, no, it's done.
Schnitzel Box Volume 1. It's already etched in the white label, so.
Okay.
And that was like the third track I played after Richard H. Kirk.
Right. It was fifth track of tonight.
Okay, so. Fifth track of tonight.
Well, thank you very much for coming down, and good luck with the rest of the U.S. tour.
Thank you very much, Tim.
And we're looking forward to all the releases.
Yeah, I'll keep you in the loop.
Yes, please. Please. Yeah.
Thanks
all right,
a lot.
More Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM.
I miss you,
New York.
Juju.